This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, we made it to a Friday. It's a meat Friday at that. It's a sausage party. Come on in. It's the anniversary of Fritzy's infamous or famous sausage off. In case you're wondering what's on the Traegers today, brats, beer brats, hot Italian sausages, hot dogs, kielbasa. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
It's really the anniversary of Sausage Off?
Yes, I believe so. No. This week, Sausage Off, one of the great moments in the history of this show.
How many years has that been?
I don't know. I've lost track. Maybe it was in the older man cave, the previous man cave. So I'm going to guess at least 5-6 years.
Can you read that off again, what we're having? It would be enough just to have, like, kielbasas. You just named, like, a lot of things.
Brats, there. Beer brats, hot Italian sausage, hot dogs, kielbasa, other various flavored sausages.
Wow.
Yes.
Good time.
Thanks to Tyler. Tyler remembering the anniversary of Sausage Off. We'll play that for you coming up in a little bit. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question. All of that forthcoming. The Nuggets handle the Heat. Everybody's now on Denver's bandwagon, and nobody is on Miami's bandwagon. That was quick. Now, if I said more likely for a sweep or a 7-game series after one game, because we are a reactionary sports society. Is that the poll question we're going to go with, Seton?
Heck yeah.
Oh, well, do you have any other ones before we lock in on that one?
Yeah, we do. We got a bunch. Actually, it's Friday Fritzy, so the toddler has sent
over many,
which I know you're excited about.
Oh, boy. Okay, I'm going to have an open mind.
It's good to have an open mind.
All right, thank you, Todd.
After last night's NBA Finals Game 1, I now think the Nuggets will sweep the Heat. There's no chance this series goes the distance. The Heat will get back on track and win the title.
Okay.
That's one.
All right. Yes, Paul.
How much should you doubt the Heat? Because they've done this before. I mean, they won game one before.
Well, I don't think they're going to win the series, but I wouldn't doubt them.
I thought you picked them to win the series.
No, Reggie did.
Oh, Reggie picked them to win the series.
Yeah, in six. No.
Oh.
No, Denver's going to win the series, but I would not doubt Miami to make this competitive. Yes, Eden.
Right. I think Denver should win the series.
Yes.
But that's a game that the Heat should lose.
I don't think it's that big a deal.
Right.
Now, sometimes you can look at how you lose and then go, oh, boy. Because can you think of another superstar where the less he shoots, the more likely it is his team wins? And that's what happens with Jokic. He had 3 shots in the first half. But it's almost like Steve Nash. Steve Nash had to be encouraged to shoot more. But he was a point guard. Here's your big man. A guy who averages 30 points a game, and the less he was shooting, the more dangerous it felt like Denver was. Jimmy Butler has to take 25 shots. I think he had 14 shots last night. He has to take at least 25. Jokic doesn't have to. You know, and you're watching him, and he got everybody involved. Jimmy Butler does this as well. I'm going to get everybody involved, and then I'll take over. And the Joker did that last night to a certain degree. I mean, he didn't have to take over, but think of a great player in the history of the sport where the less he shot, the more dominating his team was going to be. I mean, maybe Magic Johnson, because Magic could get you 25 if he wanted to, but he got everybody involved. But he is a unique superstar. Steve Nash was similar, but I remember Mike D'Antoni would say, you got to shoot more. And, you know, Steve was a pass-first guy, but that's a point guard. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. We'll check in with the NBA Finals coming up a little bit. The former NBA guard, Jamal Crawford, always a favorite of ours, will be on the program as well. Here is the Nuggets head coach, Michael Malone, on the Nuggets.
We have to close games out. We're up 21 to start that fourth quarter, and they open up with a quick 8-0 run. Turnover, layup. We miss a few open shots against the zone, give up some threes. So in the finals, man, you can't pick and choose when you want to play. We got to play much closer to 48 minutes.
He's right. But I never at any point thought, man, Miami can win this. Not at one point. You got a big front line with Denver. Gordon and Michael Porter Jr. III, they do a great job. Bam Adebayo, you can't waste a game like that from Bam Adebayo. That was a really good game by him. And you can't, and they did, they wasted a game like that. Because if he can sort of neutralize, numbers-wise, what we get from the Joker, then Miami has a chance here. But, you know, it's a balanced team. And it's really a system. We look at Golden State. The Phoenix Suns under Mike D'Antoni had a system. And Denver has a system. Now, it might not be exciting, but basketball-wise, there's a system. There's a method to the madness of what they do and how they do it. And it feels like they don't panic when the shot clock is winding down. It's like Joker has it top of the key, and it'll be like 5-4. Bounce pass. Here we go. I'll hit a jumper. They just don't panic there. But it's one game. And having covered the NBA Finals for decades, there are times when I thought I had figured out what was going to happen in a series. And it went the other way. Now, do I think Denver is a better team? Yes, I do. But Miami has magic there. And now you have to say to Eric Spoelstra, all right, here you go. You're not coaching against Joe Mazzulla. You know, Michael Malone is a established coach, a very good coach. Now what are you going to do to counteract that? And you got a couple of days to try to figure this out. All right. By the way, Miami is the fifth team in the last 50 years to shoot 100% from the free throw line. Unfortunately, they had 2 attempts. That's the fewest in an NBA Finals game in league history. That breaks the previous record of 5 set by the Lakers back in 1983.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, dap, dap, stat of the day, stat of the day.
Here comes that what?
Stat of the day.
Top. And before you go, oh, conspiracy theory or whatever you might say, Miami only had 2 free throws. If you're going to shoot threes, you're not going to get free throws. It was a big disparity there, but Denver wasn't making their 3-point shots. They were getting the ball inside. And as a result, it goes back to what the Lakers were doing and not doing. Well, you're not going to shoot free throws because you're married to the 3-point shot. The same thing with the Celtics. If you're going to shoot the three, you're not going to get free throws. And for the life of me, I'll never understand that logic. I know that you want a 3 and you'll give somebody a 2. I know the math here. But when you're not making them, at some point you have to say, abort, abort, how about we go inside? And Denver is going to get to the line more than Miami is if they're going to continue to play this way. And Jimmy Butler has to get to the hoop. But if you're going to be married to the 3-point line, you live and you die by it. In today's NBA, you're either making up a big margin or you're down a big margin only because you're shooting how you shoot the 3. Here's Jimmy Butler after the loss.
I definitely think they came out with a lot of physicality, and we have to be able to match that. They did their job on their home floor. You have to say that, but we will be ready. Like he said, we will adjust, do some things very differently, and come out here and be ready to get one for game two.
This hour brought to you by Discover Credit Cards. They do something really awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. Everything doubled, from trips and restaurants. See terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. Got ahead of myself talking about what happened last night. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you, our streaming partner. Also our radio affiliates, those chatting on Chat Row. Operator Tyler standing by to take your phone call. So we have our poll question that we're going to go with at least in the first hour of the program.
See? Yeah, Sweeper 7.
All right. Mm-hmm. By the way, it's an anniversary that I was reminded of by Todd that tomorrow is 21 years that we've worked together.
That's nice.
Yeah.
It's an emotional time.
Yes.
For me, anyway. You're
so,
not that way.
So now you're guilty.
No,
oh,
no,
I'm not emotional.
You're emotional, but when I, that is like, you know, I think it means more to me. But that's not anything bad toward
but why,
you.
But why do we have to start with that?
It's not a competition.
I just brought it up.
You did bring it up.
Okay.
Because I poked it and I sent you 11 emails.
I know, but you do that all the time, but I brought this up.
It was nice that you brought it up. I wasn't looking for it to be necessarily brought up, but it was just kind of
okay,
between me and you.
Is this Paul's anniversary as well?
It kind of is. I think we pretty much started almost
the same
time.
But you just took it.
We started at a very close time. I think he was still working on Classic Now and some other projects.
Paul started a week before you did.
So then he's even more. There you go.
Yeah. But he's not crying out for...
He's not that way. He doesn't need that kind of attention. Okay. We've been through that.
Yeah, okay. Yes, Paul.
Fritz, I just want to know, did you double check at this time? Because you did this last year. You said it was the 20th anniversary of your first day on the Dan Patrick Show. And then we did some research and found out 20 years ago that day was a Sunday.
Right. I thought it was June 2nd, and then you clarified that it was actually June 3rd, because June 2nd was on a Sunday, so it had to be June 3rd Monday of, I guess it would be 02.
Okay.
So June 3rd, 02. So
which is it, Todd, 01 or 02?
June 3rd, 02. So that's what would be 21 years tomorrow, which is obviously we're not doing a show on Saturday.
All right.
Wait, so this, for the second year in a row, we're celebrating on not the date?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
It's kind of fell out that way.
That's fun.
Yeah, nothing like celebrating an anniversary on the day it's not
21
the anniversary.
Year Eve.
2002, June 3rd was a Monday.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
2001,
so it's not today.
June 3rd was a Sunday.
All right. Let's just celebrate tomorrow, Todd.
Why don't we just live in the moment and just be happy and healthy?
Look at what I gave you. I gave you a sausage party today.
You really did.
I did.
On our 21-year Eve anniversary. That's
yes.
What you did.
I've given you a sausage party.
All kinds of sausages.
Yes.
Hot dogs, brats,
yeah,
things.
I know.
Wild.
Yes. Yes, it is. By the way, I already have the over-unders for game two of the NBA Finals, if anybody's interested in playing. Todd, I'm going to start with you. By the way, what did I say yesterday? That they expected the final score to be 104-94. It was 104-93.
How do they do that? Come on. I just want to know how they do that. I'm not saying it's fixed, but that really shocks me.
Well, the over-under was 104.5, and the over-under for Miami was 94.5. So I said Vegas is saying it's going to be 104-94, and it turned out to be 104-93.
It's so bizarre that they nail it within a point every time.
They do a lot of research. You should try it.
Yeah, even with all the research, though, just the way it falls into place like that, they get like all kinds of like high school basketball games, whatever it is, they nail it by a point or two. I don't know how they do that.
How are we going to do today?
We're going to do great.
Okay,
that's a fair question.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that I'm geared up. It's Friday, you know. I want to make sure that I don't pick on you because I do get singled out.
There are no concerns. It's a happy Friday.
But
we got a lot of food on the grill.
You do. Ask to be picked on sometimes. You
sometimes
give me ammo, and I don't. And I'm trying to push myself away from the buffet. Okay,
which is hard for you to do because sometimes you're really hungry, and there's just an assortment of things you can choose from.
Yes, yes.
It's pasta. There's egg rolls. There's turkey sandwiches. There's all kinds of stuff.
Okay, let's just kind of how about some reality here? Tone it down a little bit.
I'm not on prednisone anymore.
I was just going to ask, are you still on drugs?
I haven't been on prednisone in like a week.
I'm going to have to get on it to get through this show. Prednisone, whatever zone.
Get in the zone.
All right. Over, under. You know what? We'll take a break here. All right?
Thank God.
Is that okay? We'll take a break?
21 years tomorrow.
Yeah, 21 years ago tomorrow. And then we're going to play Sausage Off coming up, Marvin. We're going to play that coming up.
I'm going to take that as a yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And we'll set that up in case you're new to the show and you're not familiar with Fritzy and the wordsmith that is Fritzy. Sausage Off, we'll have that for you.
Oh, he made that what it is. If they have, people haven't heard it, I'm not going to give it away and ruin it. But because of something he said, that is why it lives that way.
Well, you said it.
Sausage Off.
I had some bad rhymes. No, I never said Sausage Off.
But you screwed up.
The rhymes. Yes. I was trying to get everybody to say Park Off. And then
Fritzy's ill-fated rhyming attempts pushed me to go and try to save something.
Yes.
And then it became a big deal because of the way he said and the timing of that. That became the thing.
All right. We are moments away from playing this. It'll be great. Welcome to a Friday, and we're glad to have you. Phone calls are welcome, emails, tweets, all-around support. We appreciate that. By the way, I have my Suck It Front Row t-shirt on today.
Let's go.
and then I found out that the best seller is the Suck It Back Row by a 2-to-1 margin. Is that right, Seton?
Yeah. Suck It Back Row, at least in terms of bumper stickers for sure, is selling. We've sold twice as many Suck It Back Rows as we have Suck It Front Rows, which I took as a great compliment.
I know.
I don't know how to process that.
I said that to Seton. I go, wait, that's a positive?
I was like, yeah, this is awesome.
We're selling more t-shirts than the front row. Take that. And I was sitting next to Marvin with the Suck It Front Row t-shirt, and I go, hey, I'm sorry about that. And you were okay with it, I think.
Oh, yeah. This is a first world problem.
Yeah.
At its highest.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, what happened? Oh, my BMW just not going the way I wanted. Oh, I have an S-Class. Oh, the worst. That's what this feels like.
It's in the shop.
S-Class.
All right. Let's take a break. Sausage Off coming up. Over-unders for game two. Got a lot to get to here, including your phone calls as well. Just getting started. 16 after the hour here. This is the Dan Patrick Show. Oh, we got Marvin's Cookout playlist. I forgot to mention this. So bands from Florida or Colorado, and who ended up winning Marvin's Cookout playlist?
Florida ended up taking it.
No. You got to wait till the very... Paulie, try to...
No. We're on a time crunch.
No, we're not. We're not Max Scherzer on a pitch clock. Here we go.
It was close, but Florida took it.
Oh, okay.
Crushed that one.
All right. Good timing there. So we're going to just play that music from Florida, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. By the way, Verizon with My Plan, this is how we came up with this, that you're able to take control of your phone and you pay for what you want to pay for it. So we let you take control of Marvin's Cookout playlist and tons of voting, so we thank you for that. Next week, the choice, iconic Las Vegas headliners. How about that? Just as a reminder, on My Plan, get exactly what you want, but only pay for what you need. The great folks from Verizon. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
I apologize doing this to you this early in the morning. We were deciding between Florida and Colorado for Marvin's cookout playlist with the two teams in the NBA Finals. Well, Florida won, and of course that means you lead off with Fred Durst and Limp Bizkit.
I know one dude who is loving this, though, right now in New Mexico.
Yes.
He's like, yes, now we're talking.
Yeah.
Is that Nate? Was that Nate?
I don't remember. Might have been Nate in New Mexico.
Nate in New Mexico, yeah. Maybe? Yeah.
Or Drew in New Mexico?
Maybe it was Drew. Yeah.
Drew.
I think it's a four-letter. I thought about that dude all day yesterday. I really did.
Limp Bizkit. Now we're going to play other bands from Florida.
Oh, no.
I hope.
I don't think this is a Limp Bizkit day.
This is it for Limp Bizkit
today. Okay. Oh, that's it. It's a one and done. Okay.
Unless you want more.
No, I'm good.
America, do you want more?
I'm good.
Come on
now. Get up. Yes, Paul.
Yeah, that is Faith by the original was by George Michael in 1987. This was a cover of Faith by Limp Bizkit, which the world needed.
Okay. Let's see. We'll get to...
Wake me up before you go.
We're going to get to Sausage Off here coming up in a moment. And Fritzy and I once again celebrating 21 years together.
Tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow. Not today. Joker had a Joker-like game last night. Some call him Jokic. And he talked about feeling comfortable.
I couldn't wait to start just because when the game started, it felt normal. Everything else didn't felt normal. The whole media day yesterday or the day before, you know, it was, I think it's, people are making something bigger than it is, you know. And when the game started, I felt really comfortable.
Between his points and his assist, the Joker was responsible for 58 points, matching the most in an NBA Finals game since Jimmy Butler had 64, Game 5, 2020 NBA Finals. It's almost as if he started out and his game plan was to get everybody else involved, because he wasn't really looking for a shot, but he was looking to get everybody else involved. And that's a smart thing to do, that great players, they can turn it on when they need to. You don't always get that from other players who are role players trying to get in the flow of a game, and it felt like everybody got involved early, and this game, to me, was never in doubt. I got over-unders, by the way, for game two. What was the over-under for Jokic yesterday? 27.5, and he ended up with 27. Over-unders, game two. By the way, Miami, 9-point underdog in game two. Over-under for the Joker, game two, Marvin.
26.5.
Paulie.
25.5.
Todd.
I'm going to go a little higher, 29.5 for game
Seton.
Two.
Say 27.5.
27.5. Yeah. Bloop. You got it. I was leading you right there. It was right there. 27.5. I would go with 27.5 every single game for Joker. Jimmy Butler, over under. Paulie.
28.5.
Todd.
26.5.
Bloop.
Okay. Let's go.
Yeah, macro
all right.
Rules.
All right. Jamal Murray, over under, Marvin.
25.5.
Seton.
26.5.
Bloop.
Look at this.
Back row came to play
today. Sucked
it
front row
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey.
The Denver Nuggets favored by 9.
Oh, man.
Favored by 9. Okay. Do we have a backstory to set up Sausage Off?
Yeah. From what I recall, this was 7 years ago today, there was like a couple walk-off home runs in baseball. And we started doing some dumb thing where we were rhyming the phrase walk-off with other things. McLovin said something and I said something. What rhymes with walk-off?
Okay.
And hilarity ensued.
All right. Here you go.
Another hypothetical. What if there was a hole in your pool and you did a really good job sealing it with a certain kind of material? What would that be?
Caulk-off.
A caulk-off.
Well, that would be for your bathtub.
Bathtub, yes.
Yeah, not your pool.
Well, I actually Googled. They use it on pools, too. But bathtub would have been better.
Thank you, McLovin.
Should I walk off?
Yeah, yes.
If you're a school teacher and you write a lesson on a blackboard, it's really, really good. That's called a
chalk off.
That's right.
Greatest show on turf. The running back there would have a
falk off. Let's be careful here.
I know. Caulk and falk.
Yeah. Oh, no, Fritzy.
I was going to say, if we're having a contest, who can eat the most sausages? That would be a
sausage off.
The judges were looking for pork off. Pork off.
Pork.
What? If you come to a spot in the road and you pick the right road to go down, that would be a
fork
a
off.
A fork off. There you go.
Just don't rhyme.
But you realize that none of those rhyme with the jokes that we've been making.
You just had to get in the conversation, didn't you?
Sausage off.
I thought we were going with walk off, talk off, and that's why I did pork off and fork off.
You should actually change the
I should pork off.
It's not pork.
Like walk and pork.
It's a talk, caulk. Chalk.
Fork.
And you went pork.
I went pork off.
Yeah. Like, see how that doesn't work?
Yeah, like tried too hard there.
His name's not Marshall Fork.
Yeah.
Back to you in the studio.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that, Fritzy. What were you thinking? Pork? Who says pork off for pork?
It was a combination of desperation to be part of the bit you guys were doing and having some kind of auditory issue with the rhyming.
Yeah. Yes, Seton.
You know, the crazy thing is that goes on for like another 3 minutes.
Yes.
Of the clip where we go back to making those same dumb jokes and Todd still jumps in and gets them wrong again.
If you want, we'll get the next 3 minutes.
Oh, no. I think we're good.
Oh, didn't we do one with the guy who played the wrestler and that didn't work either? It was like a Mickey Rourke off. Yeah, I just stepped in it even further as we
Mickey Rock.
Mickey Rock.
Rourke off. A Rourke off. If you were the actor and the wrestler, you'd
No, I got
Rourke
it.
Rourke off.
No, but just the fact that, and you're creative, and once again, you graduated second in a class of 600.
Yeah, 612, I think, at Abraham Lincoln High School in Brooklyn. Faked everybody out.
Sausage off?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a desperation to be part of what you guys were doing, and I couldn't hear the rhymes properly, obviously. Definite ear issue.
No, it's not an ear issue.
I wasn't picking up on. You guys were so, sure that I wasn't saying it right. I'm like, to me, it was like, yeah, that rhymes with the other words.
Do you really think that pork off sounds like pork?
If you say pork.
No, there's a former president.
James K. Polk?
James K. Polk.
Polk off.
Not pork off.
Yeah, when you stop and think about it, those words did not rhyme
with
the others.
They did not.
I don't know if you have to stop and think about it.
For me, I had to, which is part of the problem.
We didn't.
I don't know that you really got to stop and think, wait a minute, are we sure?
I was so excited, too. Like, I have a few. I'm going to jump in on this. I got the wrestler guy. I got the fork in the road. I got the pork off. I'm ready.
Now, this dude just tweeted us, I've watched this clip so many times, I can recite this segment like it's my favorite movie.
You know, Eminem was great at twisting words to make them work. You are not Eminem.
Nah, I'm peanut Eminem. I'm a little version of that, at best.
Yeah. Well, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Happy anniversary.
Very nice. And then we all get to have sausages.
Later. Yes, we do. Yeah.
Everybody wins.
Everybody gets to pawk off today. All right. Nick Nurse, welcome to Philadelphia as the 76ers' new head coach.
Do you want James Harden back?
James Harden's a great player.
That didn't answer the question.
Well, I would say this, is that James has a decision to make, and I'd be very happy if he came back.
Howard Eskin is the one asking the question. He's not afraid. And a great follow-up. That's not the question.
Didn't
answer the question. Yeah. He wanted to give one of those coach speaks. Hey, you know what? We love him. He's great. You know? How about you'd say, hey, coach, Would you prefer James Harden opted in for the next year or opted out?
We're happy about everything around here. Yeah. We're just happy to get back
on
the court.
You know, he's a great player. He's a future Hall of Famer. You didn't answer the question. Do you want James Harden back next year, Coach? Yeah, let me see if I can just BS you for 15 seconds, and then we'll move on to the next question. Yeah, welcome to Philadelphia. You're not in Toronto anymore. Yeah, Paulie.
I found it refreshing that a media guy would stop in his tracks and say, that's not the question. You know, you didn't ask the question. And because sometimes in those press conferences, it gets away. They give a coach speak answer, and then someone in the crowd goes to the next topic that they want to ask. Coach, real quick, the offensive line looks better lately, and then you lose it because no one wants to go back and say, real quick, yes or no, are you signing blah, 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 you know?
I've been talking about this where you get two players who complement each other, you know, teams that have two stars. And James Harden, I thought, did a wonderful job complementing Joel Embiid this year, leading the league in assist, and it felt like he knew his role. But James Harden, to me, is built for the regular season. He's a wonderful player during the regular season. And maybe his game, style, trying to defend him, doesn't lend to playing great defense or shutting him down during the regular season. But in the playoffs, when you concentrate on what you need to with James Harden, it feels like he comes up short. Now, he's going to be 34 next year. Do you want him? How long do you want him to be there? Does he want to go back to Houston? Does he want to be the main guy in Houston again? Which, if I'm Houston, I don't want that. But it feels like Tyrese Maxey is the guy who should be stepping up to be your second best player. James Harden as a third option would be wonderful. But he was passing. He's a great passer. It's just he would give you 42 and then he'd give you 13. And you can't have that disparity between, you know, your second best player is like really good and then really bad. And you want to bring him back. Nick Nurse is a guy who demands that you play defense and Harden does not play defense. I think if you gave Nick Nurse truth serum and said, do you want James Harden back? He'd say, no, I'd rather not. Yes, Eden.
Is it a little premature to put Tyrese Maxey in that role?
Well, yes, it is. Yes, because I thought he was going to be an all-star this past year. He's going to be 23. And I don't know if he's ready for that. Hey, this is the role that you have to play.
Because that's the thing, too, like, I guess not really playing devil's advocate, but you know, we were just talking about the other day about how Boston, their two stars are too similar.
Yeah.
Right? Whereas you had Kobe and Shaq, they're complementary players. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you go through the list of those. It feels like James Harden and Joel Embiid should be that same mix. Those are two elite players. All you really need then is a third around them, and you should be able to win.
Well, they should have won. They should have closed out the Celtics in game six, but they didn't because you're going into that game going, who can I count on? Mm-hmm. Embiid, you can count on. Can I count on James Harden in the playoffs? I can't. Can I bring him back for just one more year? Because it feels like he wants to go back to Houston and get one more contract here. But you have a GM who loves him and in Philadelphia, and I think that that's part of the concern or issue that you might have here. Nick Nurse is coming in, but he might go, do I have to keep James Harden? And he might say, of course I'm going to keep James Harden. Why would I want to give up somebody who has that talent? Okay. Yeah, Marv.
I think you probably want to keep James Harden, but just not at that price, though. The price that James Harden will probably demand will probably be too much for a second fiddle guy that may or may not show up in the postseason.
But is he going to ask for a contract extension? Is he just going to come back for 1 year? That's what I would want to know. Hey, do I have to pay you $45 to $50 million for 1 year? Or does he say, hey, I want a five-year deal for $250 million? I'm not sure what he's asking for, but I'd be curious about that. If you said I could have him for one more year, I guess I would take that. If he knew what his role was, and then you wait for the emergence of Tyrese Maxey. Because I do think they have a good team, and they should have beaten the Celtics. Yeah, Paul.
I wonder if a guy like Tyrese Maxey can play with Harden, because when Harden's on the court, I don't know, is it usage rate or that thing where the ball is in your hands?
Yeah.
Guys like Westbrook in his prime, Harden in his prime.
Luka.
Yeah, John Wall back in the day, Luka. They handle the ball first and almost always when on the court, and then it goes to Embiid, and then maybe Maxey. I don't know how you could become the alpha dog of a team if you're waiting for the ball when you're supposed to be distributing the ball, like Maxey has been a lot.
Yeah, yeah. If Harden plays next year the way he did this year, like I'm okay with it. I just don't want to rely on him to get me big numbers in the postseason. You know, if he's a 20-10 guy in the postseason, like I'll take that. I just don't know. I can't have those highs and lows. Yeah, Seton.
But I just don't know that if I was a Sixers fan, I could go into next season saying, you know what, the key to our season next year is the ball has to be in Tyrese Maxey's hand. Like, well, no, I don't see that.
No, the ball has got to be in Joel Embiid's hands. That's the key.
But they're right. The criticism we were just making is that James Harden has the ball too much. And that Maxey is then going to not get the ball enough.
I don't have an issue with James Harden having the ball because he was pass first. It's just when I count on him to have a big game, well, I can't count on him to have a big game. That's the problem. That he'll give you 42 and then he gave us 14 or 13 and you're going, you just can't win that way. He's a wonderful talent, but I just don't know as you move forward at that age. And there were times when he looked that age. He didn't have that explosion that he once had, where he could get a shot whenever he wanted to. Yeah, Paul.
I can't tell where Harden's career is going to go the next 4 years because he's going to want to stay in the league and get paid. Like, is he going to be Carmelo Anthony in a year where he isn't really wanted and his style just doesn't work? Because Carmelo at age 32 just fell off, kind of the 33, kind of fell off the NBA map because his style wasn't working for teams. And then he had a hard time staying on the teams.
Yeah, he became one-dimensional, and that's basically he could hit a 15, 18-foot jumper, and that's about it. Whereas Harden can't get to the hoop like he once did, but he has that ability to pass. Yes, he.
I think, too, the thing with James Harden, that I always forget, but I think is important to remember, is that they changed the rules on how you can draw fouls.
Yeah.
And that was like 90% of his game was drawing fouls in that way, and yep, they changed the rule, I think deliberately because of him. And that's obviously had a huge effect on his game.
Well, we're going to find out if Daryl Morey is the one who's making this decision or the head coach, Nick Nurse, soon. Let's see. Rhonda in Texas leads us off this morning. Good morning, Rhonda. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Is the walk-off conversation?
Yes.
So when a pitcher makes an illegal motion on the mound, that, it is a
walk-off.
Very good.
All righty.
Atta girl.
All right, Rhonda.
Rhonda knows. Go.
Yeah, get in on it. Yeah. Why not?
Bring it back, Rhonda.
Rhonda knows how to do it.
Help us, Rhonda.
She called in with a new one.
Help me, Rhonda.
She's been simmering on that for 7 years.
Yeah, how about that?
I love so much that in Rhonda's day, she was like, you know what? Balk off would be a good one.
Yeah.
And called it, took time out of her day to do that. Is just so special.
Yes. Thank you, Rhonda.
That is great.
Fabulous.
She'd been waiting 7 years. Like, if they ever bring back Sausage Off, I'm calling in because I've got Balk off.
Balk off. That was one we hadn't done.
No, we had not.
It's more than enough just to have the thought, but it's amazing that she would actually say, you know what? I'm going to get on the air and do
this. It's very nice that Rhonda took time out from her day. And I do appreciate that. You know, we had somebody who's never called in, took time out yesterday to ask me why I never refer to the Joker by his actual given name. And so I realized that was very important to somebody yesterday.
You were a little perturbed by that.
No, I was surprised that it bothered somebody so much that they called in for the first time to say, why don't you call him by his name? And I go, well, he's got a cool nickname. And then I said, well, did you call in when I call the Greek Freak the Greek Freak? No, we're talking about Jokic. Well, it's the same thing. And then that means I can't call Magic Magic or Tiger Tiger. And it was just, I was surprised. And, you know, when people call in, sometimes they may call in and something strikes them.
And while you're at it, stop making fun of Ball State for crying out loud. Let it go. What did they ever do to you?
That was last week where a guy's, like, taking me to task.
Yeah, how many did you score against Ball State?
Yeah.
What?
And he confused me with Dan Dockage. I go, wait, you're calling the wrong show, dude. Oh, sorry. We're off to a rousing start. Can we keep this up for a couple more hours?
We can. Absolutely can.
Okay.
I was going to stay.
When Jokic is done with the game and he gets undressed and he takes his shoes and other things off, that's a...
joke off.
Sock off.
Oh.
Someone sent it.
I thought it was a joke off.
Sock off doesn't work either. Yeah.
In my ear, that sounds perfect. Sock rhymes well with that.
Maybe. Sock definitely does not rhyme with pork or falk.
Right.
Yeah.
Sock off.
Did Todd send that to you?
No, I wish. Maybe.
Shockingly, yeah, it was not me.
Okay. Burner account.
All right. Play of the day is up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental health podcast. And each week we try to help turn our mental health issues into mental wealth. And we dive in with everyone from the world of sports and entertainment like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who could help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. So each week, listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer, a mental health podcast on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
The play, of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Jamal Murray has it the other way. Dribbles behind his back. Peels off to the point. Whips it to Porter. Porter puts it on the floor in the baseline. Gets it to Jokic. Layup, good!
That's a good play by Michael.
That's courtesy of Altitude Radio Network. Jokic goes for 27 and 14. By the way, he recorded a triple-double in his NBA Finals debut. Only one other player in NBA history has had a triple-double in their Finals debut. Marvin, I'm going to start with you.
Magic Johnson?
No, I knew you were going there is the obvious answer. Todd, how about you?
Wilt was the first name that popped up.
All right. I'll give you the decade between 2000 and 2010. Triple-double, NBA finals debut. Oh, Todd coming back.
Check with another guess. I'm going to say Tim Duncan.
Tim Duncan, no.
Ah, thought I had.
Paulie, Seton.
Man.
Anybody else want a piece of the pie here? Marvin? I'll give you a hint. This guy backed out of a shooting contest with me one time. Yes, Paulie?
Dirk Nowitzki?
No. I would have backed out of a shooting contest with him.
The circus.
Jason Kidd.
Oh.
Jason Kidd. The mysterious illness during practice, and then he was supposed to have a shooting contest with me. He became a very good shooter, but back then, I could take him. That's our play of the day. Play of the day is brought to you by Traeger. They've done it again, the Flat Rock Flat Top Grill. It's here. And it is a dream outdoor kitchen for you. You can unleash your full grilling potential, Traeger Flat Rock. And you can look at it today. You can buy it today, Traeger.com. And remember, use the promo code DPSHOW at checkout to get free shipping. Nick in California. Nick, what's on your mind today?
Good morning. Happy Sausage Off. Two quick things. Wanted a question for you in regards to if you've seen the docuseries on Netflix about Golden Auction. They talk about the guy who had the rookie Michael Jordan jersey that's worth like $10 million, and then they did a special appearance with Karl Malone. He has every jersey from the USA men's Olympic team worth anywhere between $20 to $40 million. So I know you have some valuable things in your man cave. Secondly, did you guys come up with a shirt yet for men or women that have to go under the knife and then get stuck on the couch watching your show? Hurt my knee a month ago and come to find out it is a complete ACL tear. So I'll be on the couch watching the show.
Well, we're here for you, Nick. We don't have a T-shirt for you.
I think we did start doing a T-shirt that was like we're kicking around the idea of, remember that game Operation?
Yes.
And it was like pointing to like everything.
That game Operation, that guy looks like Todd. Right?
He kind of does a little bit.
Like you look like you resemble the guy on Operation.
That game used to freak me out when that, with the loud sound.
Oh, the buzzer?
Yeah, and the red nose turned red. I didn't like that game.
I'm the one who's had the most surgeries there, but the guy does look like Fritzy on there. Dan in Salt Lake City. Hi, Dan. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, Dan. 6'7", 200.
All righty.
I was just calling about that Joker conversation the other day. Maybe it's a Denver Nuggets thing, because I remember watching a Nuggets game on the mothership. I can't remember who it was. They called him Mike Malone, and he quickly corrected them and said, Michael. It's Michael Malone.
Yes.
So, if you're gonna do that, that's maybe it's just a Denver Nuggets thing. So just wanted to call about that.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Yeah, somebody was doing an interview with Michael Malone and referred to him as Mike, and then he quickly corrected them that he's Michael Malone. Yeah, Paulie.
That's understandable. If you decide at some point in your life, I'm Michael, you're correcting people. You come off weird correcting people, but you're just trying to like say, hey.
Can you correct them
during the interview?
Off camera?
Yeah.
Can you say, hey, by the way, you know, I go by Michael?
That's fair.
That's all. I mean, you know, everybody doesn't have to be Greg Popovich during a timeout. Yes, Eden.
It does sometimes bug me if I introduce myself to somebody and say, hi, I'm Patrick, and they go, hey, Pat. No, that's not what I said my name was.
Yeah.
I said my name is Patrick. That's what I think in my head. I don't say anything. I just silently stew and be like,
correct him?
No.
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 Tony in New York City. Hi, Tony. Or is it Anthony?
Tony's fine.
Okay.
How are you doing?
All right, fine, Tom.
So I had a vasectomy yesterday. And I'm
all right, Tony.
All right, Tony.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Ice them down.
How are the plums?
They're currently being iced.
Okay.
And I was looking for some advice from you guys on how to relax. And if you guys have had one, what advice do you have? And one more thing.
Yeah.
One more thing. I do watch the show even when I'm not laid up.
Okay, thank you, Tony. Thank you. Tony's laid up, got ice on the plums. Has anybody had a vasectomy in here? Nope. Who wants to have a vasectomy?
Nobody.
That's not a way to have a relaxing weekend.
No.
I don't think.
1 hour in the books. It's the anniversary show. My anniversary with Fritzy and the anniversary of Sausage Off. And it's a Meat Friday with nothing but sausages.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.